It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the cinemas and on DVD. Get ready for...
Wait for it!
Film Sociology with WFYI's film guru.
Kaiser Soze!
No, that's Matthew Soze.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yes.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host...
Gina Wagner.
I want a party. I want a samba. This is Gina Wagner. We're here to party in Samba today because it's like 100 degrees outside. So there's nothing else you can really do. Happy Labor Day weekend. Hope you're all in the car going somewhere awesome, like to a lake that hopefully doesn't have sharks in it. Because we'll be talking about that today. Because now sharks can be in lakes.
Or if
so
you
be prepared.
Are on your way to a lake with a shark, listen up because we have news for you.
We have ways to avoid it. Like, don't go in the water. Just try it.
We at Film Sociology are here for you and your shark needs.
That's why you got to be prepared. So yeah, I represent hauntedflower.com, best place to get licensed t-shirts and soon very furry hats.
Ooh.
And indiemojo.com, great place for free movie screenings. And with me today, I've got Richard Probst.
Yes!
Hi, Richard.
How are you?
I'm good. What site are you from, Richard?
I'm from theindependentcritic.com, the best place to get movie reviews.
What? I'm sorry, Richard. I was under the impression that the best place to get movie reviews was at hauntedflowerreviews.com. Do we have to throw down right here in the studio?
We gotta get started.
Okay.
I like energy here.
Okay. Well, then it's on. So we're going to be starting with a little movie opened up this weekend called Shark Night 3D.
Yay!
Literally, 3D was in the title, even though we saw the 2D version.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I think they got confused.
Man, okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's listen to the trailer first.
Here we go.
We are going up to Lake Crosby to Sarah Housky's house.
Are you ready for the lake?
What's up?
Let's go! Room for one more?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Good boy.
Oh,
you guys have fun back there.
Not quite what we had in mind. Let's rock it out.
Your house is on an island?
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend.
You want to hit that out? Your secret's safe with me, man.
That was it.
That ended real quick there.
I'm sorry. You guys have no idea what you're missing when you're listening to these trailers.
The movie did not end that quickly. No.
It did. It was a little quick, though. I think it was under 90 minutes.
It was. I think it was like, 86 or something like that. It's painful. Okay.
All right. So Shark Night 3D, it's pretty self-explanatory.
What's it about, Gina?
It's about sharks at night in 3D. But Unlike Jaws, you know, Jaws, we learned a valuable lesson. Just don't go in the water and you'll be fine.
Didn't like, we learn it like
they're
four
not
going to
crawl up on the land and go in your house and break windows and stuff. That's not usually how it works.
They do climb in the boat, though.
So in order to get a bunch of college kids into the water, you have to keep introducing circumstances like, oh, we're on an island with no cell phone reception.
Oh, no.
Man.
But also, even though this was a house this girl grew up in, there's no landline. And no CB.
Huh.
Are you Mennonite. Kidding? There's nothing there. Apparently, you are expected to hop in your boat every time you need something. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. What if your house was burning down?
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
No one?
No one's going to come help you. You're just... And this is like a fancy island. Clearly, she had help because the place is totally stocked when her and the kids get there. You know? Well, the kids. The uh-huh. other kids her age. Mm-hmm. So, you've got this group. They're all a type. There's a jock. There's a nerd. And then there's a strange hybrid. Nerd jock. We can call him a knock.
Knock?
Or a jerd. I'm not sure which term is better, but I was kind of curious how this guy who's like a med student and he's like talking all elite speak and I gotta play my Xbox. And then the second you take off his glasses, you realize, holy crap, he's muscular. When did he have time to do that in med school? But, you know. He reminds me of this wrestler, Daniel Bryan, in the WWE, because the guy's just a nerd, but he's kind of buff, and he's just kind of middleweight, you know, he just isn't really getting anywhere with the girl. So, yeah, you have all your types, it's mostly a bunch of white kids, and those that aren't, you know, usually don't make it long.
They make brief appearances.
There was... I saw in the trailer for this, there's a part where they're like trying to like find the shark, get the shark to come to them, and they dangle one of the people in the water or something and then yank them out or...
Let's say there's some townies, and they're really creepy townies. One has a scar on his face, and the other has a look Richard needs to try, which is like teeth sharpening, where you have like little pointy teeth, and I think it would look so great on Richard.
I tried out for that part, actually.
Why didn't they cast you?
I thought. Have feet.
Oh, couldn't you tell them that the shark ate him? That would have been more character. Be like, the shark ate my feet. Arr. We could have given you a hat and a monocle or something. It would have added something to, in my opinion. But yeah, there are some ridiculous deaths.
In case you're wondering, this is actually more entertaining than the movie.
Yeah, I think it is. But
absolutely
they really do try to compete with the Samuel Jackson Deep Blue Sea shark attack.
Really?
Shark jumping out of the water and getting somebody, rawr, on like a wave runner.
Do that again.
Rawr. Rawr.
Perfect. Okay.
Wait, I just made the shark a pirate. I don't think that makes any sense. But Richard, what did you think about it?
I thought it was, well, you know, it's from the same director who gave us that classic film, Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yes, and Hostel, I saw.
Really?
Yeah, in the trailer thing it said from the director of Hostel. Yeah.
So it's, you know.
Wow, well, this is definitely more in the Snakes on a Plane direction.
This was Sharks in a Lake.
Sharks in a Lake. And what was that great explanation that they gave? Like, they had a little hypothesis there, a little theory about how the sharks may have gotten into the lake. Because, you know, it's a saltwater lake. What was that?
Gina.
Oh, well, it, you know, hurricane season, sometimes maybe a shark could have. Like,
was it
got blown into the water.
It's raining sharks.
That's the theory. There are multiple sharks.
Somebody had to
several
do that.
Sharks. Oh. And they all got blown into the lake.
Oh,
but,
man.
But you get to see lots of cool sharks. They're all CG. I think it would have been cooler if they'd been a little bit more realistic. But they're still cool looking sharks. Sharks are sharks.
I thought they were very pretty.
I thought they were cool. They had very symmetrical teeth. You know, not like in nature where things don't work
not
out
like
that.
That ugly Bruce from Jaws.
Yeah. What's that
I hated
about?
Bruce. Okay.
Brucey. Yeah, but it's not a good movie.
No
it's not well written.
Nobody who will ever be known.
No.
So, yeah.
But it is capitalizing off of something we all know and love, which is Shark Week. You know, and what's better than
yes.
Shark Week?
A whole
shark,
movie.
A bunch of sharks eating people.
Yeah.
That's
3D.
The next level.
In 3D. Yes. But you didn't see this in 3D.
I didn't see it in 3D, but I used my imagination. I could guess which parts were in 3D, like blood splattering at me. ish.
Is there a park where a shark's swimming at you? They probably put that in.
I think a few times that happened. A lot of times.
Getting in the water with the sharks.
Oh, yeah. And oh, gosh, I wish I could tell you more about this because it's so funny. All the little explanations they have for it. But it's just not well written. Everyone's a type. You don't care about anybody. But that might be a good thing because there are a lot of them are going to get eaten by sharks.
All right. Okay. So I'm gathering that we all think this.
I'm just saying it's snoozable.
Along with
it's dumb.
Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. So get your facts straight.
All right, let's move on.
That seems accurate.
Yes.
It really does.
It does.
I'm glad I got to use those. It's been a while.
All right. Next one is Apollo 18.
It's like Scary Movie Week.
It is.
In the theaters.
Funny thing is that between the two films, I'd recommend you see Shark Night over this one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But this is the reason why we didn't go back to the moon.
Okay. Let's take a listen.
We're going for the moon.
Loud and clear.
Take her down.
Here we go, Ben. You ready?
I sure am.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Only 12 guys have seen this view.
Day one, DOD mission report.
I gotta document this. Nate said he never snores in his sleep. Now I gotta prove it.
Houston, how does the motion sensor work?
You hear that?
Yeah.
We've been experiencing unexplained malfunctions.
Look at this. Flag's gone.
Tracks. They aren't ours. They lead away from our sector.
The mics are picking up interference.
I've never heard anything like it.
Restoring communications needs to be priority one. Without that, we're not going home.
What the hell is going on?
Looks like the hull's insulation is damaged.
Something's moving. Something's inside my suit.
Nate!
What happened out there? Infection is spreading. Angel killer's bomb!
This is Apollo 18. Do you copy?
Oxygen's getting low.
Anyone, please!
Nothing else out here.
Open the hatch.
Oh, God!
All right.
A lot of little crashes and tech sounds.
Oh, yeah. Lots of feedback and interference with the signals.
I mean,
and
how much can happen on the moon?
Well,
you wouldn't
if
think
you
a lot, but apparently we're wrong.
I think more happens in the movie called Moon, honestly.
That was quite a pretty good movie, actually.
That movie is awesome.
Like
I'd recommend going out and seeing that four more times instead of touching this movie.
Yes.
But in this movie, there's a secret. Well, in this movie, you know, we're led to believe that Apollo 17 was the last moon landing that everybody knows about. Mm-hmm. But then there was a super secret one orchestrated by the DOD, and that's Apollo 18. They send these three guys out there, one to kind of float around the moon and the other two to actually go land down there and do their thing. And it turns out something on the moon is playing Capture the Flag with the American astronauts, and they didn't know they were playing.
Aww.
I know. It's not really fair.
It's not really fair.
No, and it's like messing with their equipment, and weird things are happening. And in between, you know, they eat dehydrated space food and snore and poke fun at each other and tell funny stories. But
they flip around in zero gravity.
Yeah, they're like, look at my pen, it's spinning. You know, but everybody wants to do that. It's the 60s.
Sounds
we're amused
like
by really simple things back then.
Yeah,
the movie kind of feels pretty slow, even though it's another short movie, around 90 minutes. And let's just say, I don't want to give it away, but the enemy or whatever on the moon is pretty underwhelming and not scary at all once you figure out what it is. But I'm usually really scared of scary movies. So when it gets really, really quiet, I know that when the movie's at its quietest, because movies have trained me, that's when something is going to jump at you.
Big loud noise.
So I'm sitting there preparing myself. It's like when you go to the eye doctor and have a glaucoma test. Like, you know, eventually one of these little machines you put your eye up to, they're going to do that puff of air and it's going to be horrible and unpleasant. So every little machine I stick my eye up to, my lids are, you know, I'm just fluttering like crazy because I'm like, I don't want the little puff of air. It's like that with a scary movie. I'm like waiting, like anytime now something's going to happen. And I have myself all worked up and nothing happened. Nothing. I was just
so this movie's
really
like a puff of air.
And well, it was absent of a puff of air. It was
wow.
The anticipation of a puff of air that never came.
Wow.
Like I was just waiting, like, let's please do something. Fight, throw a hammer. I don't know
use
something.
Use that in their advertising.
Yeah. So it was... I was really kind of disappointed. It's really funny. They're just not really
and
good.
This is another one
looks
of
like
found
Dan.
Footage things, too, isn't it?
Yes, this is another found footage movie. And apparently if you go to like lunartruth.com or something, you will find more about it. But they're like,
what?
We had these 84 hours of found footage that we put together for this movie. And the funniest thing is, like, the beginning of the movie, they even showed, like, yeah, we got this call while we were at the barbecue. And then they're flashing to, you know, funky home camera shots of the barbecue. Like, and then he got the call, and the guy happens to be on the phone. When you're at a barbecue, obviously, you film the guy who's talking on the phone. And
obviously.
Anyway, long story short, really not worth your time. There's
not
much
going on. This is why you should appreciate
on.
Film critics, because we see the movies, so you don't have to.
That's what this is, because... I want to tell you so bad. I want to tell you so bad what this movie is about.
I know what
not,
it is.
I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna say maybe has lots of little legs, and that's all I'm going with.
That's it.
That's
no.
it. That's yeah. all I can say.
That's all she can say. Here that's we are.
So, yeah.
No. 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 No.
Awesome. Yes, that was accurate as well.
That was incredibly accurate, it sounds like.
Yeah, all right. So okay. Next one we're going to talk about is
the debt.
So,
the
Richard,
debt.
I did not see this movie, so you're going to have to take the lead.
So, really, I got the decent flick this week.
That would be the indication.
That's, you know, it's...
From my double feature today.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, The Debt is a surprisingly... Because this is not really my kind of film. It's kind of an action thriller... It's really cool how they got it laid out. You have three Mossad spies, if you will. They are after this Nazi war criminal, and he ends up dying in the midst of their chase. That's not a spoiler. That's an advertised part of the film.
I'd say all, but he's a Nazi.
What? No, the cool thing about the film is that it takes place basically 30 years apart. You have three different actors playing the characters at, you know, 30 years apart. It's really very cool how that you watch the character development. It's directed by John Madden, who did Shakespeare in Love. So he's kind of got that Oscar pedigree thing going on. Of course, he hasn't done much good since then, but, you know, he's got that going on. The film opens in 1997. These three are being recognized for what they had done. You know, that they're, you know, Israeli agents who took down this Nazi. You know, and then it flashes back to how it all came down. And, of course, it ends up being a film about, you know, secrets and how they kind of eat at us over the years. It's just you've got Helen Mirren, Tom Wilkinson, and Ciaran Hinds playing the agents when they're older. You've got Jessica Chastain, who, come on, you should know this.
Tree of Life.
Thank you, the Tree of Life.
I'm so annoyed right now.
I love this job. No, you've got Jessica Chastain, who does a really nice job here. Sam Worthington, Martin Sokas. You've got one of the best bad guys of the year, I think. Jesper Christensen plays the Nazi war criminal, and he is just – he's almost Christoph Waltz creepy.
Really?
Yeah. He's almost,
I like Christoph Waltz.
He was very, very good here. The action sequences are really well done. This is a thriller for people who kind of remember the old school thrillers. You know, this is not a lot of CGI, not a lot of special effects. This is a really good cast bringing a script to life and just doing a really good job with it. So, you know, not a perfect film, but I definitely, for adults, it's going to be a great night.
Let's take a listen.
We should never forget how young they were. 30 years ago, these three dared to confront an unimaginable evil. Stefan Gold was the youngest unit commander in Mossad. David Peretz had his 29th birthday while on the mission. Rachel Singer was only 25 when she crossed through the checkpoint into Soviet-controlled East Berlin.
So, first time in the field.
Good, that's good.
Welcome to the mission.
Their assignment had been to capture the surgeon of Birkenau, a man whose sadistic experiments left thousands disfigured or dead.
It's a brave thing you're doing.
I'm not brave. I'm terrified.
We take him back alive. We show the world what he did.
You're trembling. I think you're the one that is afraid, David. Afraid of the monster?
We followed.
Oh, God.
Only four people know what happened here.
No matter what, the truth stays in this room, between us.
What if we could go back? Would it be different?
We can't go back.
We have to deal with it.
Well, what does that mean? Deal with it.
The Dead.
Ooh, I like the accents.
Admit it, you want to run out and see it now.
I would rather see that. It sounds dangerous.
It does, and it's fun. And let's face it, Helen Mirren, she elevates almost anything she does. I mean, she made Arthur better. And
well, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
and dangerous accents and putting hits on people is definitely the way to make your movie more watchable.
It's awesome. No, I really did enjoy it, and this is not my kind of film. Jesper Christensen may look familiar if you see the film, because he was in Quantum of Solace. He's done a couple of the James Bond films. He also did Casino Royale. And
love
he was
me
with
some
Nicole
James
Kidman
Bond.
In The Interpreter. So he has done some. He's got a very high German filmography, but he's done some American stuff too. I think that this is a great date night for adults.
This is a grown-up movie.
It's a grown-up movie.
Because it has Helen Mirren in it.
Yeah, and it has great action.
It's a mature
sequences.
Movie, so get out your itchy sweater.
Do it.
Go enjoy it. It's 100 degrees outside, but it won't make a difference to you.
Now that was a good movie.
All right. Now, tell you said this wasn't your type of movie. What type of movie is your type of movie again?
I prefer movies with Catherine McPhee in them.
Yeah.
Oh, except for this week's, huh? Does everyone remember Catherine McPhee, season 5 runner-up for American Idol? Oh, yeah. She's in Shark Night 3D.
Yes,
so,
we went back to the movie.
Yeah, we're going back because, wow, what a way to get the attention of, If this was, I hope this wasn't her debut, but if this was her debut,
was.
What a way to go, because you're going to lose the McPhever.
Oh,
you really are.
Yes. There it is.
Wow.
Should we say why?
Yeah.
Well, the girls go into the bathroom and you get to watch her pee. And once that happens, the relationship is over. It can only go downhill from there. So it's just not very flattering.
No.
And she's probably the dumbest character of the group, which is really.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It appears as though this is not her first.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got there?
I know I've seen her in something. House Bunny.
We got a lot of TV stuff.
So everything is just, you know, dress her up, put her out there on display, those kind of movies?
Maybe, yeah. Well, let's see. 2007, Lonely Girl 15 TV series, Crazy in 2008, House Bunny, CSI New York, Tit for Tat, The Pink House, Community, You May Not Kiss the Bride. And Shark Night 3D.
Well, it sounds like she's got a promising career in front of her, and this is probably one of her biggest roles.
Yeah.
Can't wait to
see more. Way to go, Catherine. And we're proud of you.
Let's just hope in the next movie she doesn't go number two. And so,
with that,
let's go to the video store.
Just let that sink in. Okay, here we go.
Any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, have you heard anything about either one of them?
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs. You know who I can do without? I can do without the people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
What would you get for a 6-year-old boy who chronically wets his bed?
So do you have any new movies in?
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
They never rent quality flicks. They always pick the most intellectually devoid movie on the racks.
Ooh, Navy SEALs!
It's like in order to join, they have to have an IQ less than their shoe size.
Just go open the video store.
Yeah, open the video store!
And before the video store opens, we got some more movies coming out to talk about, guys.
Yeah, let's just say they're movies I hadn't even heard of, and they didn't get written on my agenda, so that's how that happened.
So you didn't care, did you?
No. Because I thought that's what the host's job was to do, was to just focus on the host's agenda. But apparently there are other movies happening, and Richard saw them, so good for Richard.
Indianapolis has a plethora of movies opening up this weekend.
And while I focused on sharks and scary stuff in space, what did you watch?
Well, you know, if you are part of the faith-based community, you will probably like 7 Days in Utopia. It's a very solid G-rated family film. It has a great cast, Robert Duvall and Melissa Leo. Now, how you manage to make a film with 2 Oscar winners and make a very average film, I haven't quite figured out. They did do that. But you know, for the faith community, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Positive message. Lucas Black is also in it. Part of that Hollywood trend towards making some values-based films. Also, The Guard opens up this weekend, which is a Brendan Gleeson, Don Cheadle film. Another kind of action thriller, kind of a buddy cop thing. You know, you have Brendan Gleeson being the offbeat, Irish cop with an attitude. He likes being the lone wolf. You have Don Cheadle being a straight-laced FBI agent.
No way.
I know. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? And, of course, over the course of the time, we figure out that Brendan, you know, is actually a pretty nice guy and a good cop. Oh. And Don Cheadle's not quite as straight-laced. I know.
No.
You're ruining this movie for me.
I'm full of spoilers. it's very funny. It works. That's playing out at Keystone Arts Cinema. If you want to avoid something, avoid a good old-fashioned orgy, which definitely proves that sex is not always fun.
I think most of us would just avoid that on general principle. I'm kind of still surprised you went to it.
Jason Sudeikis. I mean, he can be funny. I mean, he
okay, okay. I get that.
That's, you know, so, but, you know, the film itself is just not. Leslie Bibb is also in it, who can be very funny at times. So, you know, I had hopes that it might be something. It is a good old-fashioned R-rated adult comedy. So, you know, as opposed to the PG-13 films that, you know, we were talking about earlier, this film really kind of lets it, excuse the pun, hang out there.
Mm.
But it's just not, it's not funny. You don't care about the people. And... You know, it just, it sucks. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, the final one is Attack the Block, which is a good old-fashioned teen gang defends its block from an alien adventure, kind of made in the spirit of a 70s film.
I want to see that so bad, and I was really mad I didn't know that it had opened around here finally.
It's opening at Keystone Arts Cinema.
It's at Keystone? Oh,
yeah, it is.
I got to get down there.
So I would get down there.
Brr. If you are a Don Cheadle fan, another thing you can look at this week is go to funnierdie.com and watch Don Cheadle play Captain Planet, where he turns people into trees because he's mad. So that's entertaining.
He can act.
He can, even when he has, like, blue paint on his face. Because he's
wow.
Captain Planet.
He did the blue paint thing?
Yeah, blue paint. Green
Didn't
wig.
Paul Giamatti do that once in that, like, blue movie or where he...
I have no idea what you're
what?
Talking about.
He played a blue guy once.
A Smurf?
He would have been a
There's
great
a lot
Smurf.
Of blue guys lately. Or maybe you're thinking Avatar. Was Paul Giamatti in Avatar? And was it a deleted scene?
No, Sam Worthington was in Avatar.
Yes. Yes, he was. He was not blue.
He wasn't.
Did you see this movie?
He was
movie?
Good in the jet, though.
Okay, we've gone really far off of the reservation
this
and the agenda.
This is the state of film this week, though. It's about this loose and chaotic. Okay.
Okay, so movies that did come out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. Prom? I did not watch Prom.
You didn't watch Prom?
No, I went to Prom. I didn't think
you
I had
to
go
prom?
Watch it.
I didn't go to Prom. I had to watch Prom.
Okay, oh. So for the people who don't go to Prom, you watch Prom.
I watched Prom.
Did you feel like you got something out
wait
of the
minute,
experience?
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hang on.
Do you have Prom?
Yes, I have Prom.
Sweet,
here we go.
Let's listen to Prom.
Yeah.
Ugh, Prom. It's like the Olympics of high school. You wait 4 years, three people have a good time, and everybody else gets to live on with shattered dreams.
Are you looking forward to Prom?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Do you have a minute about Prom?
You want to...
Carpool.
No, I'm not going to Prom.
I was wondering if maybe you wanted to go with me.
Are you serious? Graduation is for the parents, but Prom's really just for us.
No, 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 no!
Who we were for 4 years of high school doesn't matter. You were gonna kiss me.
If I'm about to kiss you, you'll know it.
Prom.
The cut is wrong, the color is wrong, the fabric is wrong.
Women.
Women!
Oh.
Wow, that sounds like a really romanticized version of Prom.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, wait, Rich, you saw this?
I did see this.
Yeah. Okay.
Voluntarily.
Oh.
I.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm just. Wow.
Come on, you cannot say your heart didn't go a flutter.
No, no, not at all. I'm cold
all?
Like that.
Wow.
Okay, I'm
cold and heartless.
No, this is a Disney film. This is a low-budget film. This is the kind of film that you would probably see on the Disney Channel.
And you probably see it, like, before you even go to high school.
Yeah.
That's another thing I was going to say. I was watching the trailer for this earlier, getting the audio, and, is this, like,
doesn't it feel like it's for the High School Musical crowd?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
like
it's really
junior high
down.
Kids, like, oh, look at what's coming up, junior high kids.
Yeah, I mean, the high school version of high school for like high schoolers is like, you know, they're all out there having sex and doing drugs and drinking. And the Disney version is like the middle school version where you're like, hey, we're looking for love and I hope that boy will look at me and, ooh, a Disney song. That's what I'm getting. But I didn't see the movie.
They don't make you dance? You don't like Disney soundtracks? You don't have.
No, I did not learn the dance.
You don't know
like
the Cheetah
Girls? Dad in Modern Family. No.
Wow, that's tragic. But you did go to prom, though.
I did go. I went twice. I got to go to someone else's
what,
prom
you didn't
first.
Get it right the first
Dang.
Time. Why? Okay.
No. I went 2 years in a row because I was the senior's date. Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. No, you know this film. It felt like Disney was trying to discover their new stars, and they didn't find them.
Because Vanessa Hudgens is out there with a hatchet now in action movies, so
you know, she can't
come back.
On the internet, so
there's no going back.
It's just, you know, it's tragic. No, this is your typical Disney kind of meets a little bit of John Hughes, you know, because you have the popular girl, the bad guy, and, you know, just like Cheadle and Gleason, you know, you learn that the good girl's not quite that good, and the bad guy has a good side. And
wow, sounds like
the
10 Things I
the
Hate
guy
About You.
Actually, was pretty good. That Thomas McDonald, who looks a lot like a younger Johnny Depp.
Ooh, not my type.
He's not your type. Well, you know, that's not who you went to the prom with.
I didn't go with a pale Edward Scissorhands. No. I did not pick a goth kid.
Wow.
I thought that was the type, but oh well.
So, no. This also starred Amy Teagarden, who was in Scream 4, also Friday
Ooh,
Night Lights.
Another star vehicle.
So, you know, this was an $8 million production budget film that made its money back barely. So, you know, what can I say? It does have, the DVD, I will say, has a lot of extras on it. It's got an exclusive short, a bunch of music videos. So if your kid is into the Disney music, they will be happy with this DVD, and it is safe easily for teens.
Well,
but
yeah.
That's the target audience, and that's the only people who are going to enjoy it, really.
So are they going to make a prom too?
Oh.
You know, you've kind of felt
prom.
Like they wanted to. But
I think they already kind of blew it because they could have made this junior prom and then they could have had like a senior prom and they kind of messed it up with their title.
Yep.
Because I don't know where you can go after prom.
You go to the lake and then you get the sharks and then.
Yeah. You could work backwards to homecoming. You could do homecoming the movie. Because after all, there's Valentine's Day. The movie was last year. And now this year we're going to have New Year's Eve, the movie, or was
what?
It New Year's Day? New Year's.
What?
The same guy who made Valentine's Day is making a New Year's movie.
I'm on it. I'm
Did
on
you see
it.
These trailers?
I'm on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, they take a lot of the same cast. Ashton Kutcher's in it, but he's pretending
is
to
be
somebody
be
else.
Better?
Well, he has facial hair and
New
longer
Year's
hair.
Eve.
He's pretending to be somebody else. Jessica Biel's pretending to be somebody else. But
I'm
I think
excited
it's,
when gosh. She can successfully pretend to do anything.
I think it's going to be worse because they worked in Sarah Jessica Parker,
wow,
and I just
wow,
don't
wow.
like her.
Okay. I don't like her.
Okay.
Creeps me out.
Here we go.
They got Ludacris.
What?
Jon Bon Jovi.
Jon Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
And
that makes
Ludacris?
Me
want to
sing. Okay.
Okay. New Year's Eve, December 9th, 2011 coming out. We've got Sarah Paxton, Ashton Kutcher, De Niro, Katherine Heigl. That should be interesting.
De Niro?
Josh Duhamel.
Oh, yeah, she slaps people.
Jessica Biel, Zac Efron, Abigail Breslin, Sofia Vergara. Really?
Zach
Leah
Efron.
Michelle from
Sarah
Glee.
Jessica Parker, Michelle Pfeiffer, Leah Michelle, Hilary Swank, Alyssa Milano. Oh, my
like
gosh.
20 people wasn't enough. We need like 30 people in this movie.
Halle wow. Berry, Sienna Miller, John Lithgow, Luda, Frankie
Luda.
Muniz, Jake Tiasen, Julie
there
Andrews,
also a lot of
John Stamos,
movie,
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Wow.
So I'm expecting it to be about as good
I'd be
as Valentine's
if they had
Day.
Iced tea,
John
okay.
Bon Jovi, Seacrest, Seth Meyers. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what's going
he was
on.
Funny once.
And the list goes on
one time.
And yeah. on and on.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and on. Holy cow.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind.
Wow.
But we've got like a lot of other titles, I guess, that
we
came
do.
Out this week.
You have a lot of them.
Oh, I do. Bangkok Knockout from Thailand.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to see a lot of awesome stunt work and martial arts fighting scenes, that's a movie to see.
Is it really, though? Is it?
It's entertaining, especially if you put on the English dub. Another one of those movies where you really don't care about the characters, but it's kind of like that movie with Stone Cold Steve Austin where he went to an island and they had to fight for their lives. It's like that, but in a building. They tell these kids, like, you're going to be on TV. And then they're like, oh, surprise, you're going to be on TV fighting for your life because we kidnapped your friend. And you have to fight through this building or else we're going to kill your friend. Like, so you must you know, fight weird, strange fishnet shirt guy in a cage, and you must fight in the water, and they're just different levels of fighting, and it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
But you enjoyed it.
Kinda.
Because you kinda. Like ridiculous.
I do like ridiculous, but I also watched Troll Hunter that week, so Troll Hunter really won out. But that was released last week. Yeah, it's from Norway. It's like Blair Witch Project, kind of. Like, there's kids running around with cameras, and they're like, there's this strange guy. He's doing weird stuff. Let's follow him with our cameras. And then they find out, he's a troll hunter. Trolls exist, and we're in Norway. Oh, my God. And there's, like, a troll under a bridge, and they use, like, high-powered flashlights as weapons. And that was actually
kind of
really good.
Timed, considering the whole Norway thing, isn't it?
What?
That whole Norway massacre thing.
What are you... Don't kill my buzz on trolls, man. The trolls are cool. They're
way
like,
to go, Richard.
The visual effects are amazing. So you should go see Troll Hunter.
Statement.
And okay. I'm ignoring it. God. Ruining this for me.
I think she's going to stab me with her pen.
I'm clicking it intensely. Other movies are The Perfect Host with David Hyde Pierce. Did you hear about this one?
I did not.
Okay. This one was... It turns out based on
I'm
like
try
a half.
To ruin it though.
I know you will. This one's based on like a half hour short, and it really should have stayed that way. They made it into a full length film, and you know there's a guy running away from robbing a bank, and he stops at this guy's house and like tricks him to letting him in, and then he's gonna hold the guy hostage because you know he's in hiding. But it turns out that the guy who lives at the house is a little crazy.
Oh.
And that's David Hyde Pierce. He's crazy. He's having an imaginary dinner party.
And where would people remember him from?
They would remember him from the original cast of Spamalot as well as Frasier, very long-running show. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff is better than The Perfect Host. other stuff, Skateland came out. I haven't seen it yet. It's sitting on my table.
I saw it.
What do you think of Skateland?
I know thought they were trying really, really hard to make a really good independent film, and they were trying so hard that they failed.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's not a horrible film, but, you know, you can just tell they want to do that small town angst thing. And, yeah.
Mm. You know, how was the skating?
Yeah, you know, they skate on land, you know?
Is there another way to skate? Should they have been skating on water? Perhaps a saltwater lake where they could have gotten eaten by sharks? Just added challenge. It's too easy if you're skating on land. How boring. Obviously,
more interesting.
Well, obviously, roller derby would be a better sport if we were like surrounded by a tank of sharks, right?
It might add a dimension to it.
And Dan's giving the thumbs up. Let's see movies that got put on Blu-ray: Top Gun, Good Will Hunting. There's a movie called If, which is now a Criterion Collection Blu-ray with Malcolm McDowell, which was before Clockwork Orange, which. It's one of those freaky movies you wouldn't like because I didn't like it either. I turned it off.
I've seen maybe the first third.
Yeah, I watched a few minutes and turned it off. So did not watch Clockwork Orange.
A little weird.
Not a fan.
Yep.
Too weird
you
for
didn't
me.
Like Clockwork
Have you read the
Orange?
Book?
No. Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Because it was too weird for me.
You were so cool up to this point. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, please.
Wow. The look of disgust on Gina's face at that comment.
Disgust and disdain. Both.
Wow.
I can have multiple emotions.
Okay. All right. It's 5:43. Let's take a break. Here we go. You're listening to Film Sociology on WFYI 90.1 HD2 The Point, Indianapolis. We'll be back.
Thank you.
All right, now we had a fight during the break, and
I've been humbled. I've been told that I have to go and never come back, and it's tragic.
Before that, how about you tell us about some of the movies that you saw that were released on DVD this week? Trying to restore focus to this mature program that I've been invited to guest host.
Let's just hope he doesn't listen to this one.
I don't think he listens
want to say hi to Matt, who is not here today because he is moving into his new house.
Hi, Matt. If you actually listened to this show, how about you, like, put a special message on our Facebook page? Like, okay, the password is blueberries. If you post that, then I'll know that you actually listened.
Also, Matt, if you're listening, I did not have as big of a problem today picking out what I was going to have for lunch as I did last Friday.
That's a relief.
You're telling me.
I was on edge about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, movies.
Richard wants to talk about movies.
So the world's at peace again. Yeah. So, and everything's okay in Norway.
Dude, just move on. Seriously. Or else I'm going to take over again because I've got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Let's talk about,
you're hosting.
This is actually supposedly a good film. This actually wasn't my pick for best foreign film, but it won the Oscar last year. Or this year, technically, for Best Foreign Language Film. Suzanne Beer's In a Better World came out on Blu-ray and DVD combo pack. Actually, it's a very powerful film. My problem with it is that she is trying to make it a powerful film. It looks at how violence impacts two different families, how they intertwine when they kind of become involved in each other's lives. The film looks at messages about intolerance. It's well done because it takes people who you don't normally associate as being victims of violence, you know, people who are, you know, working hard to make the world a better place, and really kind of puts them in the midst of some challenging situations. So it's a well done film. Yes, it is a foreign film, so you have to deal with the subtitles. This is a film that's actually worth dealing with the subtitles.
What language is it in?
It is in Dutch. Mm. Yeah. So,
in a better world, do we fight less?
By the end.
Okay, I was just wondering.
It's the world's a happy place. There's always hope, Gina.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So anyway, yeah. If you want to see it actually won the Golden Globe too for best foreign language film. I kind of thought Beautiful would have won this last year.
Mm.
But even I think it was a little too dark and depressing for most folks.
It was for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like dark and depressing.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I was a little sad when he tried to help the people and the people did not get helped.
Yeah,
in
that's
that
true.
Scene.
That's true.
Which I'm not going to ruin.
And that probably cost it the Oscar.
Yeah, it's a little depressing when that happens.
I'm sorry, Gina.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make you sad again.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Did you have any other titles?
I think that's it for me.
Okay. Well,
I'm here to listen to you now.
Oh, okay. Other fun stuff this week. House season 7. Yeah.
God, they're up to 7 already?
Yeah, but you should always be watching House.
Mm. House I feel like it's
Is he still an addict?
Yeah.
Hey, an addict is always an addict. So it's always there to possibly come back. That's what the character is.
Has he found
it's always
a new
ready
story
to come
line,
back.
I guess is what I'm searching for.
The season started with a new storyline.
Okay.
I'm sorry if
what
I'm ruining this, but the season is already over. But the season started with him getting together with his love interest.
Oh.
And they were together.
Wait a minute. What do you mean getting together? Are they married?
Like, you know, knocking boots and stuff.
Oh.
In a mature way.
Like
dates.
A while ago.
Well, no, he didn't really take her on dates because he's not mature enough for that. But, you know.
Oh. Gotcha.
You have to be mature to go on dates?
Well, sit-down places. He didn't exactly take her out.
Oh, okay.
It was just more like, work's over. Let's go back to my place. Bow chicka bow wow.
You do the greatest sound effects.
I know. Also, we had some titles from like A&E, Storage Wars Season 1.
Oh, yes. My mom wants to do that.
You know, I watched that and I was like, I do not like it as much as like in American Pickers, people call them and are like, hey, yeah. I got all this stuff. Come look at my stuff. And they're like, oh, your stuff is really cool. And it's worth something because here's the history behind it, right. blah, blah, blah. And I flip it. Also, Pawn Stars is really good because people come in. They're like, here's my stuff. I'm happy to see your stuff. This is why this is historically significant and interesting. And it's worth something. And then I flip it because you wanted me to. The thing that bothers me about Storage Wars is these people are in like a bad financial situation, didn't pay their bills for 3 months. And now everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to go in there and take your stuff. I'm going to put down like $100 on it. And then I'm going to find a little tiny car and I'm going to sell it. And that's
for
what
$1 million.
They're vultures and they're horrible to each other. And the whole plot line is I'm going to make him think that I want this, but I don't want it, but
yeah,
I'm going to drive up the price.
It's so dramatic, too.
The wife is horrible. Mm-hmm. She's like, my husband doesn't know anything, so I'm going to start doing the bidding because he's stupid. So that show,
you're not making me want to see it, Gina.
I know, but isn't it good that I'm warned you because
I
went and saw it and you don't have to?
Now I'm not going
to
go out and buy it.
Paranormal State? Better than Paranormal Cops, which I was forced to watch once. That was really bad. Paranormal State, I can't believe it's gotten to 5 seasons, and
really?
I'm not seeing anything that I have to watch in it. Because they will just go to somebody's house and be like, does a spirit want to talk to us? We're here for you. And then they'll shake the camera and be like, what was that? And they'll be like, oh, dude, it was just you. Like, I thought I heard a banging noise. No, you didn't. You didn't.
That was my 2-year-old.
Okay. Yeah. And the funniest thing is if they actually get enough little incidents where they're convinced there's a spirit in the house, they're not any good at handling it. Like, one of their things was like, I think it's this type of spirit, so we should go plant a strawberry patch in the backyard, and then the spirit will go live in the strawberry patch and not bug the people. And so
it works, dude.
No. So their little epilogue at the end, they show the words.
You don't know anything about this, Richard.
So they show their little epilogue, and they're like, the spirits went away for 1 week, and then they returned.
They ate all the strawberries.
They ate all the strawberries, and it's no fun for them anymore.
Aww.
So that show sucked.
But it's been around for 5 seasons.
5 seasons.
That's amazing.
So that means it has enough of a following, and I apologize to the following, but I just didn't buy it from based on what I saw.
But you probably don't listen to public radio anyway.
Speaking of weird stuff that didn't know existed or was around for a while, I was looking up the trailer for Shark Night 3D earlier and saw one for something called Sharktopus.
You know, that sounds awesome.
Nobody's seen it?
I would be there.
Nobody has seen this movie?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry, I wish I had. I would watch that. I would do a one-time watch on that.
A one-time watch?
One-time watch. Oh, you know what else came out this week?
What?
Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, Volume 1.
No, that's okay. Have any of you seen this?
Well, yeah, I reviewed it.
Okay.
So, I'm watching it, and sadly enough, out of those 3 shows, that one was the best one if you could have replaced the host with anybody else. You could have taken somebody off the street, and that would have been a better host. Because that's what's annoying about the show. Like, I thought otherwise that the show was interesting as far as getting to learn about all these little niche things in America, like frog jumping contests and circuses and all sorts of other cool things. But the fact that he was adding these little asides and making bad jokes was really ruining the experience
for me. It's full of, like, little, Larry the Cable Guy-isms and jokes that you would expect him to say.
He sounds like Mater.
Yeah.
Mater.
No.
Who I also hate, by the way.
Yeah,
that ruined Cars 2.
Why they did a Cars 2, I don't know. Yeah. Cars 1 was...
Did you see the roller derby episode, though?
No.
That is gratifying, and I'll tell you why. He gets on his little skates, and he's not so good at it.
Roller skating is hard.
It is, but he actually falls, and the skate basically goes up his butt. He lands on it. And I saw that, and I laughed out loud. I LOL'd.
Okay, I've got this right here. Sharktopus TV 2008. So it's a TV movie.
Ooh.
89 minutes. Half shark, half octopus creature created for the military. Creates a whole lot of terror in Mexico while a scientist who helped create it tries to capture and kill it.
That sounds like it's going to be on my must-see list
you
right there.
I wrote it down. Gina's going
to
watch
I need to
this.
Know what Sharktopus is.
Sharktopus.
Because it sounds like such a predator. Combining the teeth of a shark.
With the 8 arms of an octopus.
And little suction cups.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get away because it's suctioned.
Go to the moon.
That'd be horrifying.
And then it would get out of the water and fly to the moon.
That would be lovely.
And it would scuttle around and attack people, and that maybe that's what it was all leading up to. But
that's
going to
be the sequel, Apollo 19.
You know, it would have made that movie so much better if it turned out that there was a big baddie, and it was the Sharktopus.
Sharktopus on the moon.
That had been sent to the moon by ancient people.
It could have been played by Paris Hilton.
What? I thought she was just a horror victim to be mutilated by people. I thought that that was her lot in life.
Let's face it, that's the limit of her talent.
Oh. Scream. Ah.
Oh. Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
I heard something was going on at Haunted Flower.
Yeah. We're having a giveaway. We've got X-Men First Class DVDs, a couple of them. So all you got to do is go to facebook.com/hauntedflower. And I want you to share a picture or a YouTube link to a clip of your favorite X-Men mutant to enter.
And so it cannot be one of the Indianapolis film critics. Let's just put that out there.
It's an X-Men. I mean, until we put an X on those wheels, you do not get to join. And we need to shave your head.
Fantastic.
I don't see enough gleam off the dome. I'm not convinced. You walked into this.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Go there.
Rich, what's going on with the independent critic?
Oh, the independent critic is having fun. We are planting the seeds for the first annual Heart and Soul Film Festival that's happening in April of 2012. There's going to be lots of news coming up on that. So be sure to check out theindependentcritic.com.
Very cool.
Oh, we've got a screening coming up for Indie Mojo, this movie Contagion, next Tuesday.
Oh, I saw something about that.
Yeah, it's got lots of like Oscar winners and noms in a movie about destruction of all through disease.
Noms.
I thought of the war.
I thought we were on limited time, so I thought I'd abbreviate it. But, you know, Kate Winslet, Lawrence Fishburne, Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon.
Wow.
A bunch of others. But, yeah, there's a disease. It's very contagious, and everyone's getting wiped out. So it's going to be like The Stand, but I don't know if they're actually going to have a good versus evil thing in Las Vegas. That was not clear from the trailer. But that would have made it interesting. Hmm. But anyway, I'm excited to see it because it looks like really end of days.
I'm just excited to get another screening in the city. We haven't had very many lately.
August was a dull month, man.
It really was.
Oh, I mean, I went away for a week and I didn't miss anything.
I mean, mind you, look at the films we've had hit Indianapolis. I understand why the studios don't want to market them.
I understand why we may not have had a screening for this Apollo 18 or Shark Night. Because then I could have given you some more warning. But I think if you want a movie to laugh at, you should still go see Shark Night. There are some one-liners that are just precious. Dan was laughing so hard he was going to cry on one line. I'm not going to say why.
Can see it in a theater where you can maybe drink first?
Yeah, go to a drinking theater. That would work. Make it better. Or eat a lot of candy. When I'm hyper, I act a little silly. I had some candy today.
You must eat a lot
of
candy.
I had sugar babies.
That'll do it. That'll put you over the edge.
They're really good, but they get stuck in your teeth, which is unfortunate.
See, that's what I hate about. I love Milk Duds, but I hate that about them.
Yeah,
you're a Milk Dud guy.
Oh yeah, wow. Are you kidding me?
I've never understood the whole Milk Dud thing.
But you know one thing I learned: never mix Junior Mints with like a.
Do you put Junior Mints in popcorn?
No. What I did was I had Junior Mints and like a mixed blue red flavored Slurpee.
Oh. Why would you even
I was having
that?
Them at the same time, thought I was fine. That night, I had so many flipping nightmares. They were out of this world. And I learned, you don't mix those two items.
Okay. Nightmares?
Oh, yeah. They were bad.
Are you sure that wasn't like a bad derby fight?
No. Richard, are we even in the same room sometimes? You just come so out of left field. I don't even know if you're playing with me.
That's what makes it so much fun, Gina.
All right. All right, here we go. Some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Richard, you're weird, but thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Kobe, thank you for all of the sound awesomeness.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Always good to have you here. Gina.
Yay!
You well, Richard.
So, happy Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Plug your sites.
Go, what? Richard.
TheIndependentCritic.com.
HauntedFlower.com, HauntedFlowerReviews.com, Facebook.com/HauntedFlower, IndieMojo.com. Bam.
Bam. There you are. We're gone. You're listening to WFYI 90.1 HD2 The Point, Indianapolis. We gone.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh.